Country Club FM.
Today's Bob Almanac, the state in history, and the birthday's Wednesday, April 13th, and it is a Bob Almanac salute day.
My dad says third grade is the foundation of my education.
Oh, your dad says that. Your dad is a moron! He's a moron! You know what a moron is? That's what your dad is! Anyway, you don't belong here. You belong in the sixth grade. That's where you are, because you're a genius, kid. A genius.
He had a distinctive voice and delivery, and he's now gone but not forgotten, the great Gilbert Gottfried. Has passed away at the age of 67. They confirmed the news yesterday. He had a long illness. Stand-up comedy, the roast on Comedy Central. He was very good at that. Sometimes nonsensical, but that was his. Yeah. That's kind of was his approach. And of course, Beverly Hills Cop 2. He's in that little cameo where he's the accountant of what's his name, the bad guy. Was it Victor Maitland, or was that the first one?
I think Maitland was the first one. But yeah.
What was the name of the second guy?
I can picture him, but I don't remember.
He and Brigitte Nielsen were out there with the Alphabet Killer.
Right.
The Alphabet Bandit. Carlos.
Right. I forgot Gottfried was in that.
And, of course, he was also the voice of the parrot in Aladdin.
Okay.
Which yeah, I think they filmed that in Atlanta.
Sorry to see he was a young man.
He started doing stand-up at 15.
Wow.
And he was on Saturday Night Live there for a time as well. So Gilbert Gottfried.
I preferred him in smaller doses.
Gone but not forgot. Oh, definitely. In most places he was in smaller doses.
Well,
they knew that approach, that voice, and that was not his real voice, believe it or not.
Right.
He did not go around talking like that all the time.
Good.
We have that on good information. And good authority. Wednesday, April 13th, 103rd day of the year, 262 left to go. Handel's Messiah performed for the first time at the New Music Hall in Dublin.
Wow.
Here this date.
It's been performed a few times since.
Still very popular.
For sure.
Did not chart country, so I won't be making my top 10.
Oh, that's a shame.
So that was 1742. 1796, this date, the first known elephant arrived in the United States from Bengal, India. So they brought elephants over for the first time. Might have just been one. And, you know, maybe they were going to use it for farm work or, like Hannibal, maybe use it in war.
Right.
Use them as a war tool. And then eventually zoos and
circuses.
What else would the purpose be?
Right. They are they're large animals. I got to ride one in a race.
Bart Simpson once had one called Stampy. I was on one.
I cruised to victory.
Might have been Jose Cole Circus, and I got up on one and took a picture. And
their little wiry hairs were uncomfortable.
As an adult, I've been on more elephants than I've been on horses.
I've been on two horses and one elephant, so it's neck and neck.
So you raced an elephant. What kind of event was this?
This was prior to the circus. It was me against one of the other announcers at King Iron MDB and Roseau. And, we both got on an elephant and, you know, and they kind of...
Wacky radio appearance.
Right, it was a wacky radio appearance. And there was this, you know, we were supposed to go straight ahead about 40 yards. And mine went straight ahead. His went straight right.
Ouch.
I don't know. It was headed for town.
That's kind of scary for people.
Right. It was on a stampede in the wrong direction. So, I cruised to an easy victory nobody got hurt.
Maybe he saw a mouse.
Something happened because that elephant went in the wrong direction.
You know, I'm so glad early on in my career I put it in my contract and I continue to do that. No wacky appearances like, you know, swimming in jello or any of that goofy stuff.
Right.
Riding elephants. 1796 was that whole elephant thing. Did you have to sign a waiver?
I might have.
You probably had to. Yeah.
Today, in the midst of a great war for freedom,
we dedicate a shrine to freedom. The words which we have chosen for this memorial speak Jefferson's noblest and most urgent meaning, and we are proud indeed to understand it and share it.
So no doubt who that is.
That sounded like FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the state in 43, dedicated the Thomas Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's interesting to see pictures of D.C. prior to some of those memorials and prior to them fixing up the reflecting pond there, just how desolate it was kind of in that area. Now it's all grown up with trees and several other monuments have been built in that area. But that was 1943. Let's move on to 64.
The nominees for the best performance by an actor are Albert Finney in Tom Jones, Richard Harris in This Sporting Life, Rex Harrison in Cleopatra, Paul Newman in Her, Sidney Poitier in Lilies of the Field.
All right, that's quite a field. That's quite a collection of actors.
Right.
Let's find out who wins. Anne Bancroft, the envelope, please.
The winner is Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier won on this date, and was significant about that, first black actor to win an Academy Award in a major category, Best Actor for Lilies of the Field.
He was skilled, for sure.
And eventually he'd be Mr. Tibbs.
He would be.
And did he win any other Academy Awards after that? I'm pretty sure he won one as, you know, kind of an achievement one.
Right.
Later on. 79, the world's longest doubles ping pong match ended. 101 hours. Now, it doesn't say whether or not they did this to break the record or this was an actual match that went on and on and on. They couldn't decide a winner.
There's no way that could have been.
A lot of tie breaks.
Right.
A lot of broken
serves.
You only
got to win by two.
Right.
Come on.
101 hours. So in 86.
This is for sole possession of the lead. Maybe.
Nice little putt there by Jack Nicklaus. What is that, 16? What is that hole?
That was...
Because Vern Lundquist is still on that hole. They put him on that hole all the time. That is his hole, and he's still on there.
I don't think
still
it's
covering the Masters. But anyway, that was the date in 86. Jack Nicklaus, four shots back, four holes to play, and he won the Masters.
That wasn't the par.
At 46.
Was that a par four?
I don't know. I just have the audio, Neil.
Yeah.
I've kind of turned the page on that. It's time to look forward. 1990.
I'm Pat Sajak. My new late-night talk show on CBS will be competing with David Letterman. But fortunately, Dave and I are old friends. He even sent me this nice little note. Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the expression break a leg, not break both legs?
Make a break for the Pat Sajak Show. Premieres January 9th on CBS.
Pat Sajak Show, do you remember that? It's hard to really remember it because it was only on for about a year.
Yeah.
On CBS. They tried to, what CBS was doing, they were doing a preemptive move because they knew that Johnny Carson was going to be retiring within the next years, couple of years. So in 1989, they gave Pat Sajak his own show, and the final episode of that show aired 1990 on this date.
Wow.
And by that time in the show, he had gotten so bored with it and it was so bad, he didn't do Friday shows. So actually, Paul Rodriguez, the comedian, was the host. Poor Pat Sajak wasn't even there for his last show. Is that when they brought in Rolf Benirschka?
Maybe it was.
To host Wheel of Fortune? Or did Pat also host Wheel of Fortune while also doing a late night TV show? Of course, which isn't live. They tape that at 4 or 5 o'clock or whatever it is in the afternoon. But.
Sure.
Poor Pat Sajak. But then he went back to Wheel of Fortune. I'm sure he's still doing just fine.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
The key was he didn't have Vanna.
That's true.
He had some other sidekick.
That was a problem.
They chose poorly there. Should have brought Vanna aboard.
It was the 17th hole, by the way, for Vern Lundquist.
We were close.
Yep.
So, this is, of course, Van Halen. And they use this song incessantly to promote Crystal Pepsi. Pepsi started test marketing in Sacramento, Providence, Denver, Dallas, Grand Rapids. Those towns, they failed us because Crystal Pepsi never should have made it to the market. Those people obviously didn't know what they were talking about, but they apparently approved of it, and then we were the rest of us were subjected to Crystal Pepsi. But again, if we didn't have Crystal Pepsi, we wouldn't have had that great bit on Saturday Night Live where they parodied it, and they did the parody where it was Crystal Gravy.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, so Crystal Pepsi, the state 92. There's probably still cases of it at the old radio station in Pine City that I worked at that time because the local Pepsi bottler gave it to us to give away, and nobody wanted it.
If you're going to have Pepsi, it's got to be the right color.
They may have dumped it in the swamp out back.
Right.
1994, apparently, the piano man got tired of the Uptown Girl, or vice versa. The Uptown Girl got tired of the piano man. Billy and Christy Brinkley announced they were separating on this date after about 10 years together.
Yeah, that was a good
run. That was in 94. That's a good run for Hollywood and entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
Neil, Barry Bonds is what?
Cheater.
Baseball's home run king walked out of court a convicted felon.
Thank you.
Convicted of obstructing justice.
Thank you. I am a felon. Pretty much what he said there. So he's a cheater and he's guilty. And a felon. 2011 on this date. And then we're going to go 5 years back.
Now, the Pentagon confirming the United States has dropped a massive bomb on an ISIS cave. Earlier, I spoke with CBS News national security correspondent David Martin about the mission and the so-called mother of all bombs.
Mother of all bombs. Dropped by the U.S. military on this date. First time they'd ever used that. They were dropping it on an ISIS target in a remote area, eastern Afghanistan. More than 20,000 pounds. Oof. The mother of all bombs.
I remember that.
This date, 2017. And did they borrow that? Did we get the mother of this, mother of that? Wasn't that from Saddam Hussein?
I thought so.
Didn't he, during the first Gulf War, say that, hey, if you challenge my elite Republican Guard,
right,
it'll be the mother of all battles.
Right. So that's where I remember it from.
Yeah, I do, too. So let's move on to birthdays now today.
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean?
Look, Paulie,
I'm not talking about what you did inside. You did what you had to do. I'm talking about now. From now, here and now.
Paulie, why would I want to get into that?
Don't make a jerk out of me. Just don't do it.
Yeah, he makes a great kind of gangster, mobster, Paul Sorvino. There he is from Goodfellas. And he's talking, of course, to the guy who quit smoking by using Chantix, Ray Liotta, or Liotta, if you will. Paul Sorvino, Goodfellas, and so many others.
Right.
He's 83.
Now the time has come.
Whoa is right. Remember the Chambers Brothers?
I do.
Lead singer of the Chambers Brothers, Lester Chambers. Time has come today, Neil.
I like it.
Time has come for Neil to come up with another witty comment of the day.
That was once a quarter.
So Lester Chambers, 82, from the Chambers Brothers today. More music. There's a French horn in there somewhere. Bill Conti, 80 today. Composer, conductor, musician, and he gave us the Rocky theme. Now, Neil, here's a trivia question for you. What's the actual title of the theme from Rocky? Because it's not theme from Rocky. They sing it later in the song.
Yes. Yeah, they do. Gotta fly now.
Hey!
I got it just before.
That's you did.
Yeah.
I was just about to go, eh. Bill Conti, 80 today. You know, when you look at Leave It to Beaver, a lot of people love the Beaver and, you know, Ward and Mrs. Cleaver and the whole thing. But I thought the funniest guy on there was Wally.
For sure.
Tony Dow.
Wally, don't they teach you any manners at school?
You know, that's funny, Mom. At school, they're always saying, don't they teach you any manners at home?
His comebacks were always good. Right. Kind of the, you know, giving him the business. Right. And, you know, scram or I'll clobber you.
Right.
Tony Dow, Wally.
I bet you told your brothers that a few times.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm so in love with you.
The Reverend Al Green, 76 today.
Whatever you want to do.
Probably his biggest hit here, Let's Stay Together.
He's in a few halls of fame.
when Christy Brinkley said, hey, Billy, we got to break up on this date in 94. Billy started singing this.
Oh, I thought he said scram or clobber
you. It didn't work. So happy birthday to Al Green, 76. He was the drummer for Conan.
I understand our own Max Weinberg has a lawsuit in the works. What's going on with that, Max?
Well, Conan, I'm suing my acting coach.
Suing your acting coach? Why?
Because, old chum, I've been taking acting lessons for the past 10 years, and by George, I really suck.
You know, he also played drums for a guy by the name of Bruce Springsteen. You may have heard of him. Yeah. Somewhat well known.
He did well.
Max Weinberg, 71.
This is the land of 1,000 lakes, and I have a responsibility to the hunters and the fishermen out there to provide this service. I'd be letting them down, Joan, and I can't do that.
You would have made a good president, Walter. I'm sorry now that I didn't vote for you.
Out of all the people that tried to do Walter Mondale impersonations on Saturday Night Live, I think Gary Kroger did probably the best.
Right.
Gary Kroger of the Saturday Night Live show is 65. Here today, it's time to play everybody's favorite game show, Know Your Girls Next Door.
Yeah. That's tough.
Tammy Stevens from the Girls Next Door in their slow boat to China.
Sure.
61
I remember
today.
Playing it.
Ricky, don't call me Rick Schroeder.
Mrs. Stratton?
Yeah.
Are you Edward Stratton III?
That's me.
Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
I'm your son.
Silver Spoons, 52 for Rick Schroeder. How about this Aaron Lewis guy? Remember, he was stained, he was heavy metal, and then he went country, Neil.
He's country. He's got a good voice.
He's 50 today for Aaron Lewis. Play some of his music here. That Ain't Country, and the other one, Country Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita, all I need.
We're trying to get Neil to do Mambo number 5. What do you have to about number 2 yet? Have you even completed Mambo number 1?
No, 1 is in the books.
Lou Vega, Mambo number 5. 47 for him, and our rapper of the day is Ty Dolla Sign.
Sure.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Dolla?
4.
Very.
4-0, 40.
Very nice. Gone, but not forgotten. Our former president of the day is the guy we dedicated the memorial, it makes sense, in 1943, Thomas Jefferson.
So it was exactly 200 years.
Yeah, he would have been,
birthday,
would have been 200 years old on the day of his memorial with FDR there. 1743. He gave us the five and dime, the Woolworth Company, F.W. Woolworth.
Everybody's heading for Woolworth and Woolco to get set for Halloween. There's Star Wars costumes like Darth Vader and C-3PO. Superheroes like Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, and Batman. There's the show.
I had that exact. We had that exact Spider-Man and Batman Halloween costume. You know those plastic ones?
Oh, sure.
With the plastic mask with the little rubber band and then these plastic things you'd put on. They'd only be good for maybe at the most 2 years because they weren't very well put together.
No, there was.
They would tear and rip, and I remember my mom trying to sew them up, and it's plastic. You just,
but they were the right price.
Yeah, certainly. They were inexpensive.
They were inexpensive. F.W. Woolworth, 1852, our outlaw of the day. Butch Cassidy. Butch Cassidy was a real guy, along with the Sundance Kid. There was a movie made about him. 18, he was kind of the mastermind, and he had his own gang. Butch Cassidy, 1866. Guy who gave us the game Scrabble. I bet you're a pretty good Scrabble player. Jim what? Alfred M. Butts.
I'm more familiar with his third cousin, Seymour.
Yes, of course. Alfred M., born on this day, 1899. Howard Keel, a fine singer and actor.
Well, I was beginning to think that you changed your mind. I heard a lot of stories about you, J.R. I heard you were a snake, but I never realized just how low you'd sink.
Did you come here to give me an evaluation of my character?
No, J.R., I didn't. I just want to know why you bought up all my crude, what your terms are, so I can get back into business.
He was Clayton Farlow, a rival of J.R. Ewing on Dallas.
Probably came out second to J.R. on many a business deal. But he was a fine actor and singer in Oklahoma and showboat. Howard Keel, born on this date 1919. Very funny guy, distinguished voice. He was Get Smart, Don Adams.
At this very moment, this warehouse is being surrounded by 100 cops with Doberman pinchers. Would you believe it? 100 cops with Doberman pinchers.
I find that hard to believe.
Would you believe 10 security guards and a bloodhound?
I don't think so.
How about a Boy Scout with rabies?
Mr. Smart.
Would you believe?
A Boy Scout with rabies is what it came down to. 1923 for Maxwell Smart, Don Adams. So very good. And, you know, his voice, he was the voice of what? Tennessee Tuxedo.
And Inspector Gadget.
Yes, very good. All right. Very funny man, too. He was opposite Wonder Woman in the TV show, but we know him better maybe from Carol Burnett. Lyle Waggoner.
Perhaps if we could get one of our own agents into that beauty contest.
Might flesh him out. Take a really beautiful girl, though. Someone with all the right qualifications.
Mm. Well, I'd be willing to try.
Thanks, Diana. I know you do a wonderful job. But I'm afraid this calls for a really gorgeous girl. Someone who looks great in a bathing suit.
He just said Linda Carter would not look good in a bathing suit.
Okay, so we
Lyle
know,
Wagner needs to get his eyes checked.
Right. Well, we know
Steve Trevor.
He's not very smart, and he has bad eyesight. That we have just found out. Lyle Wagner, 1935.
First century. Mankind has colonized the last unexplored region on Earth, the ocean. As captain of the SeaQuest and its crew, we are its guardians. For beneath the surface lies the future.
SeaQuest DSV, that was a very popular show in first-run syndication back in the day.
Jonathan Brandis on SeaQuest DSV, born on this day, 1976.
He was kind of the teenage genius in the crew.
We lost him way too
young. They had a talking dolphin on the show, Neil.
Oh, very nice. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Tracy Lawrence, Running Behind, Tim McGraw, My Next 30 Years, or Joe Diffie's Looking for a New Way to Light Up an Old Flame?
I'll try Tim McGraw today.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St.